You're listening to A Juno Afternoon. I'm your host, Shelley Delaney, and my first guest today is Eric Boris, Executive Director of Trail Mix. Welcome back to the show.
Thanks for having me.
You're welcome. So, Eric, for starters, what is Trail Mix? What's their role in the community for those few people out there who may not know?
Trail Mix is a nonprofit that builds and maintains trails primarily in Juneau, but we've also expanded out to the rest of the state. We work on a lot of different Forest Service lands around. As federal and state funding kind of diminishes for recreation projects, we're trying to step up and take that role and fixing the trails that are around, because they do take a lot of maintenance. There's a lot of water that's coming down and eroding them away, and they get overgrown and whatnot. So we are we do all that.
Do you ever talk to folks outside of Alaska who kind of do a similar job to yours about how it's different in different terrain?
Yeah,
or how Juneau might be uniquely challenging?
It is interesting to talk to people that are building trails in like Arizona, and they're like, "Yeah, we went out there and we moved some rocks around. We built a trail." I'm like, that sounds lovely."
No helicopters.
Yeah, we flew in 8 tons of gravel to fill in a sopping wet mud hole. So yeah. It's a little different. It's a very challenging environment to build a sustainable trail in.
On a personal note, I do appreciate the gravel versus planks, and the sideways planks versus the longways planks. There have to be planks.
We are trying to definitely get away from any sort of boardwalk, because it's good for a couple of years and it's cheap, but it gets really slippery, and then people start walking next to it, and then that makes that part of the Muskeg muddy, so they walk next to that, and then soon you've got a plank down the middle of a big mud corridor. So everything we build, we hope will be around for another 100 years. So that's why we're using gravel, because it should be there.
Where else in Alaska do you guys work on trails?
This year we had a crew down in Prince of Wales working on the Sarkar canoe route. And we had a crew in Sitka working on the Indian River Trail. And then last year we were in Seward and Cordova and Valdez as well.
Do you plan to keep working outside of Juneau?
Yeah, there seems to be a need for it. And it's, our home will always be Juneau, and we will always prioritize Juneau. But, there's a need for a professional trail crew to go work in these other areas. And we have a master agreement with the Forest Service that we signed for Region 10. So we've got a good relationship with a lot of these different districts. So we hope to, but Juneau will always be our home.
That's great to hear. I also have another kind of personal question. How do you decide when a trail needs work, or what part of a trail needs work? And how do you, prioritize that? Because there's a lot of messy trails around
there's
here.
A lot of, yeah.
You're only one organization.
It depends a lot. We work very closely with our agency partners, the Forest Service, the city, and the state, and they have their priorities. We try and listen to those. And we listen to our membership. They often tell us that certain trails need work, and we just kind of have an idea. A lot of it is funding. So if we can find funding for a certain, if we only have $50,000 to work on a trail, obviously there's only so much we can do with that. So we try and find a trail that will fit that amount of funding. And then we have our own internal priorities, but we try and work with our partners and the community to determine those.
I'm sure it varies from project to project, but about how much time and effort and labor is needed for a set distance of trail?
Depends so much on what kind of trail we're building, because we could be building something like the Under Thunder Trail, which is a 6-foot wide bike path, which we need to put a lot of gravel down. It was a new trail, so we had to clear all the trees out of the way. We had to get permitting for that. Or we could also be working on just a very simple kind of rugged trail where we're really just brushing it out and putting some very simple primitive bridges over creeks. So, it depends so much on the trail as to how much time and energy it costs.
Well, I know you hear this a lot from the community all the time, but we so appreciate Trail Mix
and
what you do. Me personally, but I know, everyone I hike with too.
And we appreciate the community for all the support we get, because we couldn't do it without memberships and donations and everything. Yeah, it's the community that keeps our lights on, so we appreciate it.
How long has Trail Mix been around?
This is our 25th anniversary.
Oh, happy anniversary.
Yeah, thank you.
And you've been working there 25 years.
Yep, indeed. No, this is my 8th year with Trail Mix. I was a lead foreman for 1 year and my 7th year as executive director.
And you're here today to talk about what you told me is one of its biggest accomplishments to date, which is the Treadwell Ditch Trail. So where is that one?
The Treadwell Ditch Trail goes between Eagle Crest. It's kind of to the Treadwell Mining District south of Douglas. It was originally built around the turn of the last century, late 1800s, early 1900s, to take water from Cropley Lake and then capturing water along the way from all the creeks that are coming down in a viaduct to provide power for the Treadwell Mining Complex, which at the time was the largest gold mine in the world. So it's a roughly 1% grade that's about 16 miles long. And what we're maintaining is the maintenance ditch that was next to – sorry, maintenance trail that was built next to it, so the ditch could be maintained. So it's unique in Juneau in that it's long and relatively flat.
Mm-hmm.
Most of our trails are, straight up a mountain, straight back down, more or less, or just go out to a mine. But this is it's a unique trail in that there's a lot of access points. You can go on a quick little, run, go up Blueberry Hills and come down Gastineau Meadows, or you can take a whole day and go from Eagle Crest all the way down to Douglas. So, mm-hmm.
Have you ever done that?
I have.
Yeah. What were some of the goals when Trail Mix began working on the trail, or what were some of the problems before improvements began?
When I first moved to Juneau, I discovered the Treadwell Ditch accidentally. I had no idea. And went along it as far as I could, but there's a lot of washouts. There's a lot of places where there should have been bridges that there weren't bridges. Mm-hmm. There were some muddy spots, but mostly it was access. There was just very large creeks that when the water's going, they can be pretty deep and pretty much impassable. Most of the time you can wade across them, but yeah, who wants to do that?
Right.
So putting bridges in has been one of our top priorities. So over the last couple of years, we've put in bridges on over Lawson Creek, Paris Creek, Cowie Creek, and Eagle Creek. And right now I've got a crew up there. Well, they came back down for the weekend, but they're going to be up there they're installing two bridges, one over Falls Creek and one over the North Fork of Eagle Creek.
Now, we have some images up on the website, some photos that you sent me. If anyone who's listening wants to check those out, they're up at ktoo.org/juno-afternoon. Could you describe what's going on in some of these pictures?
Yep, that's the crew that's up there putting the bridges in. So they're engineered timber frame bridges that are that we had to fly up in pieces, and they're assembling them. So one's going over Falls Creek and one's going over the North Fork Eagle Creek, and they're pretty stout bridges. The Eagle Creek used to have a bridge over it, and it broke. It was put in the 80s, and yeah, it couldn't withstand the snow load. So these are engineered to withstand a substantial snow load.
Do you want to say any more about the engineering and the structure? What kind of thought has to go into that?
Well, the Forest Service engineers put the thought into it.
Okay.
I just said, we need a 40-foot bridge, and they said, okay.
It's got to hold up to snow
mm-hmm,
and rain.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So, again, you can look at those pictures at ktoo.org/juno-afternoon. And what would you say is the current state of the trail? Are there future plans for it? Are you done working on it?
Yes, we are working heavily on it. And we have some good news we'll be sharing soon about future funding on the trail.
Great.
Yeah, so we're working toward it. It's been our top priority for a long time. I found a trails plan from, I think it was 1976 from Juneau, and it listed the Treadwell Ditch as its top priority. So it's we're getting there.
Mm-hmm. I think everybody's glad to hear that. Anyone who's listening would like to celebrate the success of this project, there will be a celebration at Amalga Distillery this coming Tuesday, the 11th. Amalga Distillery has a special connection to the Treadwell Ditch Improvement Project. Would you like to say something about that?
So we had our those timber frame bridge kits up in the parking lot. We took everything out of there that we thought anyone would be interested in, like the cedar handrails and some of the hardware.
Interested in stealing?
Yeah. And we thought everything else up there would be pretty safe, but somebody cut into one of the bundles and found some pieces of treated timber it's a kit, so they have holes pre-drilled for the mounting hardware and whatnot, but they walked off with them. So it was unfortunate, but Amalga Distillery just stepped up, got a call out of the blue, said, hey, we'd like to pay to replace those parts. So it was really good of them. So yeah, we've got the parts. They're being manufactured now. They should be here probably the end of the week, and we can finish up the bridges. Or sorry, the end of next week.
Did the distillery say why they wanted to contribute?
They love our community and they want to help out how they can. So, yeah.
Cool. Yeah. All right. So come out to Amalga to learn more about the improvements to the Treadwell Ditch Trail, Trail Mix, volunteer opportunities, and more this Tuesday, September 11th, starting at 5:15 p.m. Amalga Distillery is located in downtown Juneau at 134 Franklin Street. And speaking of volunteer opportunities, you have a volunteer day coming up. Let's take a quick break and talk some more about that when we come back. Here's Bird Note.
This is Bird Note. The zone-tailed hawk of the American Southwest looks a lot like a turkey vulture. It's dark all over, has a long tail, and soars on long, upward-angled wings while tilting from side to side. And this is where it gets intriguing. Zone-tailed hawks often soar among groups of turkey vultures. But there's a crucial distinction between the two, especially if you happen to be a dove or lizard exposed on the terrain below. While the vultures are searching for carrion, the zone-tailed hawk in their midst is hunting live prey. By consorting with vultures, a zone-tailed hawk gains a distinct advantage as a predator. Because while doves and lizards would quickly flee the flight silhouette of a red-tailed hawk, they seem to ignore the shadow of a vulture overhead, a bird that poses no threat. So, floating among the vultures, a zone-tailed hawk is a sort of wolf in sheep's clothing, and can sneak up on its prey undetected. Just how zone-tailed hawks developed this relationship with turkey vultures isn't clear, but we do know that zone tails occur only within the geographic range of vultures. And they don't just soar with them. They also nest and roost near their scavenging accomplices. For Bird Note, I'm Michael Stein. Support for Bird Note comes from Audubon Park Wild Bird Food, welcoming autumn with full feeders. Fall bird feeding tips at audubonpark.com.
You're listening to A Juno Afternoon. I'm Shelley Delaney, and I'm back with Eric Boris, Executive Director of Trail Mix. So this coming Saturday, Trail Mix is organizing a volunteer day at the Schweitzer Marriott Loop Trail. Where is that one?
There's a trailhead out of the Zontakahini Middle School parking lot, and then there's a few other connection points along there. There's one, I think it's Sunshine, and I can't remember the other one. But we're going to be meeting at the Zontakahini parking lot. It's a project that's been funded by the combined Rotary Clubs of Juneau. It's something that was important to them, so they did some fundraising that's paying for the majority of the gravel. The city also put some money toward it, as well as the Juneau Community Foundation. So it's there's going to be a lot of Rotary members out there, but they want the public to come as well. And it'll be fairly straightforward. The trail used to be kind of planks running through a muskeg, and it would flood often. So we're hardening it. We're putting gravel down to raise it up. It's a great access point for kids going to school. If they live in one of the neighborhoods, rather than walking on the streets, they can just walk on this nice trail. And it also is there's a lot of neat things you can see for the science classes there. Apparently the science teachers like to take kids out there. But if someone just shows up in tennis shoes, you can't really take them through a flooded muskeg. So having this gravel trail is really nice. So we're meeting at 9 a.m. tomorrow morning, Saturday, and we'll go until noon. And we're going to have another group at 1 p.m. and going until 4.
So what should volunteers expect when they show up?
Definitely bring layers and plan on working in outside southeast weather, whatever that brings. Could be really sunny like it has been, or it could be raining like it is now. Bring water, bring snacks, sturdy boots or shoes. Not going to do anything too hardcore, but definitely if you don't want a wheelbarrow run over your toe and if you're wearing flip-flops. And we will have all the tools and whatnot there. There'll be projects for everyone, all ages. We've got something that we can do for everyone. Please no dogs. They tend to get in the way.
And they're distracting.
But yeah, everyone is welcome to come out. So either 9 to noon or 1 to 4.
Does Trail Mix frequently coordinate volunteer days like this?
Yeah, we try and do about one a month. Sometimes we don't always get to it, but we try to.
All right. Well, those shifts again are from 9 a.m. to 12 p.m. tomorrow and 1 p.m. to 4 p.m. tomorrow, Saturday, September 8th. And again, don't miss the celebration of Treadwell Ditch Trail Tuesday evening at Amalga Distillery starting at 5:15 p.m. Trail Mix Inc. and the Trail Mix Facebook page seem like great places to find out more information. You can also watch a video starring Eric himself that gives a great background and overview of the Treadwell Ditch Trail project. Awesome video. And thanks for being here, Eric. Is there anything else you'd like to add or mention while you're here?
No, but yeah, we really appreciate all the community support we get. And if people are interested in finding out more about Trail Mix, the best way is to become a member. And you can do that on our website at www.trailmixinc.org.
Thanks again for being here.
Thank you.